You're listening to Cattails.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of Cattails. Evolving from the House Martins, whose impressive catalogue would keep any chart watcher busy, the Beautiful South was almost ever present in the charts from the late 80s, with hits like Song for Whoever, A Little Time, Perfect Ten, Rotterdam and Don't Marry Her. After they split in 2006, founder member Dave Hemingway retired from live music, working behind the scenes only to emerge last year with a brand new band, new songs and a new sound. Dave Hemingway is back with Sunbirds, and their new album, Cool to Be Kind, is, well, pretty cool. This is the one with Dave Hemingway.
Well, first thing to say, Dave, is welcome to the show, and it's a delight to have you on today and actually for me to be able to speak to you, because you're one of the people on my list to get round to, and I've finally got hold of you.
Yes, you have. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm very good. And I've been looking at what you've been up to recently, because obviously we've got all the past, shall we say, with the House Martins and Beautiful South. But actually, you're now back on the scene with a brand new band. Tell my audience all about it.
Yeah, the band's called Sunbirds, and I've sort of been not doing anything, actually, for a couple of years, music-wise, and I was waiting for the right songs to come along, and eventually got those with Phil, a guitarist friend of mine, who wrote some songs, and we got together, did some demos, and 2 years later, because it's taken quite a long time, obviously it's we're very proud of it, we've done it ourselves, we haven't got a record company or anything behind us, so it's been quite a long process, and it's taken a long time to get it out there, but with songs and how it's turned out.
Well, this is it, isn't it? It's all different for you now, I guess, isn't it? In the the days gone by, you'd have had people to do a lot of the work for you, wouldn't you? I mean, I speak to lots of musicians who are doing exactly the same thing, who are actually now in control of what they're recording and when they release it. Is that better for you, do you think, than where it was in the past?
Both sides to it, really. I mean, record companies were very useful in terms of giving you the money initially to make the record, and then promoting the record and putting it out there and doing things like that, which you didn't have to worry about. But now, certainly with us, if it's self-financed, and that's one thing to pay for it in the first place, but then you've got to go and promote it and try and get the contacts to let people know that the album's out and get people to hear it. So record companies did have their uses, and probably still do.
But, yeah.
It's changed quite a lot, really, I think, from when Howlands and Beautiful South were around. But they're still out there, but just not as many of them, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. But the new sort of era does give us more opportunity, doesn't it? Because we've now got the internet and other things that are coming to the forefront in terms of social media, etc. That's a great tool, isn't it?
It is, if you know how to use it properly, which I'm not sure I do.
But,
obviously people can do that these days. It's changed a lot, and some ways for the better and some ways not so good. But yeah, if you know what you're doing with the social media and things, then that is a way to get across to people, and that's what we try to do to an extent, but in a way we're pretty much at old school, I am anyway, but there are people in the band that know how to do all that. It's just not me, that's all.
Yeah, it's a lot of work as well, isn't it? I think people underestimate how much work is involved in actually going out there and promoting something, but
the best way for us to promote things would be, live gigs, and which obviously we're not allowed, not able to do at the moment. So that's been where we've perhaps been a bit unlucky in terms of, at the moment, we would be out there, up and down the country doing gigs to promote the album and to get people to hear the songs. But unfortunately, with the situation, we haven't been able to do that. So we're just waiting for a chance to, when that changes, we can get out there.
It's so frustrating, isn't it? Everybody's saying the same thing. It's,
everything
is all geared round when you produce a great piece of sound like you've done. You've got Cool to Be Kind. You want to go out there and play it to people, because at the end of the day, you're entertainers, aren't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. Absolutely. We're proud of the songs and that, and we want people to hear them. And well, I think everyone's missing gigs, aren't they? And that world in particular, they've been very badly hit by it all. And I think when gigs do come back, I think there'll be quite a lot of people ready and willing to go to these concerts and to listen to bands and see them.
Oh, I think there will be one big party, I think.
Yeah.
We're all going to go for it, go mad. So what have you been actually up to in lockdown then? Has this album come out of lockdown, or was it a product of the creative mind in a circumstance where you're locked in?
No, actually, we finished the album just before the first lockdown happened, which was a good thing in a way, because if it had been any later, or it had gone into the lockdown, we wouldn't have been able to do it so well, because we had to travel to London to record it and things. So we would have been very limited. But because we managed to finish it before the lockdown, that was fine. But unfortunately, we just haven't been able to promote it since the way things are now. But yeah, we've got it done. I think we're going to use this time in the current lockdown that we're in to maybe work on some more songs for the next album. That's it.
Yeah, so it's a great time for that kind of re-evaluation, isn't it? And sort of sit down and just let your mind go, which is, you need space as a creative, don't you, to actually come up with ideas?
Well, yeah. But then it's also good to get together and put the ideas together and try and come up with the eventual song. So it's a bit of both, really. Well, that's the way we work anyway, but it's just difficult at the moment if you're on your own. You know, you do want to get together with, you know, the other band members and rehearse and get together and play, but we haven't been able to do that, so it's a bit frustrating, like you say.
I bet it is, really. And when you're doing that song, you know, that routine of actually writing and creating a song, by the sound of it, you like to have that sort of bouncing off the other person and having that input at a different level with different band members. Is that how it works for you?
That's exactly how it works for us, yeah. I mean, obviously, you can write the song and have a demo version, guitar and vocals, like acoustic guitar vocal. That's how we usually do it. But then it's very important we get together and bounce ideas off each other and see which direction the song's going to go into. And so that's all very interesting when you can do that. But again, you know, we haven't been able to do that so much recently.
Yeah, everybody's going to get really rusty, aren't they? You're all going to go out there and forget how to play.
Yeah. Well, you're not far wrong, because you do. It's it'll be difficult. We're going to have to do plenty of rehearsal, that's for sure. First ever gig, because we haven't done any gigs, so we want it to be good and want it to be right, so we'll definitely have to get together and work on it to make sure that we're not rusting when we do get out there.
Yeah, and it must be like, sort of, you know, all that nerves and things that you've seen long ago in the beginning of your career, they'll be resurrecting, and it'll be like the first time ever.
Yeah absolutely. I mean, it's always, personally speaking, always been quite a nerve-wracking thing playing live anyway, so as you say, coming back after this long break, it's not going to help in that department. But, you know, it's got to be done, and you enjoy the gigs, hopefully.
Yeah, of course you will, absolutely. So the new album then, so Called to Be Kind, how would you describe what it's all about? From listening, you know, to the album myself, my observation would be, it takes you on a bit of a journey. Is that a fair assumption to make?
Yeah, I think it's got quite a diverse sort of group of songs musically. There's quite a few sort of country and western type feel songs on there, bit of pedal steel guitar, but also it's got more guitar based songs and more up-tempo songs as well. So I think ultimately the most important thing for me and the bands I've been in is the song quality, really. It has to be a good song, and then if you start with a good song and then try and make it better, that's all you can do. And because of the bands I've worked in, I've always had great songwriters and good ones to work with. It was important that Sunbeds at least had the same sort of value of song on there. The songs had to be good enough to live up to the past bands I've been in. So that's what we've got to do for sure.
Yeah, I totally agree, because it's your reputation at the end of the day, isn't it? And you have a brilliant, solid history of being in some very successful bands. And, you know, you want that evolution to continue, don't you?
I'm certainly important that songs stand up, that's for sure. I mean, you can never guarantee success in a band, really, and it's not all about success in a way, but I think it is very important to make sure that the songs stand up and you don't sort of, the quality control of the songs is still there, you know, because if the songs weren't any good, then there's no point really doing them for me.
Well, absolutely, because you standard fall by the product you produce, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose that's one way of putting it, yeah.
So looking at the songs on the album then, what would you pick out as being one of the highlights for you?
Well, the first song on the album, I mean, first of all, I'm not one for picking out ones in particular, but I will say the first song is quite a personal one, because it's about sort of growing up in Hull, as I did in the 60s, and it's about that sort of era, and tries to conjure up that sort of image of how Hull was back then, and hopefully it manages to do that. Having said that, there's other songs on the album which go for different areas of life, and the last song on the album, Stars Still Shine, is quite a poignant one for me at the moment where I am. So there are songs on there which speak for different states of mind and different sort of emotions. Yeah. And yeah, that's what we try to do anyway.
And you've just described perfectly there what it felt like to me. I mean, you said the first song, Meet You on the North Side, was one of your sort of like pivotal ones. And the very last one, So Where You Were and then Stars Still Shine, being where you are now, that does take you on that journey, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's, I suppose, to put it like that, the first one I mentioned is about my childhood, and the last one I mentioned is about how I am now. So, yeah, you could put it that way. It's quite a good way of looking at it.
It's interesting. One that stood out nicely for me also was Beautiful People. I thought that was really a very pretty song. You know, beautiful vocals, and it all just comes together in a very, melancholic kind of way. That for me had sort of like a few sort of reminiscence of Beautiful South in there. I don't know whether you've seen that or heard that, or whether that was even deliberate.
Not deliberate as such, but I think if get myself on vocals and a girl singer on vocals, there is a chance that it might sound like that. And obviously the lyrics are quite, I won't say nasty, but they have an edge to them for sure. And if you wrap that up in a good melody, then you are on sort of Beautiful self territory, I suppose, in a way. But no, it's not deliberate. I can see why people would say that, because at the end of the day, I don't think we do anything radically too different, because we'd just fall down and we wouldn't be able to carry it off. So there's always going to be an element of that, I think.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I speak to quite a lot of people, as you know, and they say a similar thing, which, you know, it's almost like you're a culmination or a melting pot, really, of what you've been before. And that has to come out in your creations now, doesn't it?
I think so, to an extent. I mean, obviously, that's not to say you don't try different things and try a direction now and again, but ultimately, I think you've tried being radically different. That's where you'd fall down. So, I think to me, the most important thing is the songs are good, and if that's the case, then everything else follows.
Bombs could not keep down. It runs deeper than Elizabeth Dock, but even the bridge across the Humber from the land of green ginger up to Hazel Road. And I'll meet you on the north side, where the diamonds shine in the mud, and the slowly rolling river is forever. Stronger than the cranes on the quay, bolder than the bridge across the Humber from the land of green ginger up to Hazel Road. And I'll meet you on the north side, where the diamonds shine in the mud, and the slowly rolling river is forever. Than the bridge across the Humber from the land of green ginger.
to Hazel Road. And I'll meet you on the north side, where the diamonds shine in the mud, and the slowly rolling river is forever in my blood. Yes, I'll meet you on the north side, where the diamonds shine in the mud, and the slowly rolling river is forever in my blood. I'll meet you on the north side, where the diamonds shine in the mud, and the slowly rolling river is forever in my blood.
Hello, I'm Dave Hemingway from Sunbeds, and you are listening to Cattails.
So looking back on your earlier career, how did it all start for you then? Why did you, you know, think that, hey, this is a great, great sort of career for me to follow? Or did you just kind of fall into it? What was your story?
Well, first of all, I'm a music lover and have been since I was a kid. I never think you can say that you're going to have a career in music and set out and say, right, that's definitely going to happen, because it's such a difficult job to have a career at, you know. Well, it's not a job really, it's a love of music. So I think if you do manage to have a career in it, it's fortunate to make a living and still be doing something that you love. So I never really set out to say, right, I'm having a career. I just set out to play music and be in bands and be around people that like music and go and do gigs and enjoy ourselves really. And you get a fortunate break and things happen, and then you turn a different corner and somehow you can make a career out of it. So that's what happened to me. I'm very fortunate. But you need to get a break somewhere along the way. But it was just the love of music that set me off at the start.
Yeah, that's amazing. And of course, the first band was the House Martins, which, you know, is from, you know, from somebody of my era, shall we say. They're iconic in my mind. I can still see the videos even now. I mean, how did that feel? It looked like one big party of, you know, you and your mates.
Yeah. Well, not far wrong, really. It was a great time, and we did have a great laugh. But I must say that's true in the beautiful South as well. We did have some, you know, it was just like a bunch of friends going on the road in a bus and having a bit of a holiday and stopping off here and there to play some gigs. You know, it was slightly simplistic as that, but we did certainly have a good time, and we just enjoyed and laughed together. And the songs were important as well, but it was a fun band to be in, and that was true of the beautiful South as well. The group of people that were together, we had a good laugh, and it was great.
And I guess sort of, well, by the time you came to the, you know, from the House Martins, and then obviously came to Beautiful South came out of the House Martins, so it must have felt like a bit of an extension for you during that period of time anyway.
Yeah, well, when the House Martins finished, well, okay, fair enough, that's, you've had, you know, you've been fortunate to have that success and enjoy being in the band. But then Paul decided he wanted to form another band and asked me if I was up for it, and obviously I was. And then we formed Beautiful South and had it, in a way, most of them, which was, you know, a bit strange. But and Beautiful South went on for like 19 years, which is unheard of these days. So it's a long time to be in a band and to have to be, you know, successful. So yeah, that was great as well.
Yeah, amazing that, you know, you've been able to maintain a career for so long. You know, as you say, it's a hard industry, isn't it, to actually continue for like 19 years for the Beautiful South. That is remarkable.
Yes, it is. It's a tough industry. There's a lot of hard-nosed businessmen out there who are not so much interested in music, but more interested in what they can make from it money-wise. But we never approached it that way. We never, obviously, wanted to make a living at it, which was great, but it wasn't the be-all and end-all about it. And I think that stood us in good stead, really. That's why we went on so long, because we didn't let money sort of cloud the issue. We sort of would rather try and make good records and good singles and good music rather than making a lot of money, you know. So that's how we went.
Yeah, and I think that's that. If you keep your eye on the music and not worry about the other things, then hopefully they all come to you anyway, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's what happened, really. I mean, if you just go out and just think, right, I've got a lot of money here, and not care about music you're putting out there to achieve that. And I think you're going about it the wrong way. And we always got to put the music first. And I think that shows.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly does. So, really successful band there. Why in the end did you decide to, you know, go your separate ways then? It was such a, so successful, and then poof, it's gone. What happened?
Yeah, well, I think it just naturally came to an end. As I say, 19 years in a band is a long time, and it was all very amicable. You know, we didn't hate each other or anything. We were still getting along, but Paul wanted to do his own thing, and other members wanted to do their own thing, and it, I think, fair enough, after 19 years, it's long enough to say, OK, then, we've had a really good time, a good run, and we couldn't ask for more, really, and it's, it'll be time to go and do other things, and that's what people have done, and continue to do so, and... You know, long may it continue. We're still trying to produce music and be as best as we can.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it? You've got your own creative path, and I guess, you know, it's like a lot of friendships, you know, and relationships, isn't it? You come to a point where you think, well, actually, I need to do that for myself, and I've got other things that I want to fulfil. And I guess that's where you now are with the Sunbirds.
Yeah, that's well put. That's exactly how it works, I think. Yeah, you can't be in the same band forever. I think while we were together, it all worked really well, and it was the right time to sort of finish and the right time to think about other things. And personally, from my point of view, that's with Sunbird, but the band members have done things differently. But for me, I'm looking to Sunbird now to see what can happen with this band and see how far we can go.
And it's exciting times, really. It's unprecedented times, as we said earlier, with the COVID, isn't it? But exciting, yeah. In as much as it's almost like a level playing field again for everybody, isn't it? It's a very big level of this COVID thing.
Yes, it is a terrible thing, and it continues to be. But from that point of view, music choirs and things, yeah, when we do get to go back and to go out there again, and people can go and see bands. It's starting again, really. It's like, for me, it'll be like, you know, being a band for the first time. It'll be that exciting and that scary. And the gigs will be really good to do, and we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be really good fun. Just looking back there at your career, is there one bit that you could pick out as being one of those moments you would say, that's a highlight for me?
Well, I was lucky enough to have quite a few of those moments in a way, because... For instance, first time went on Top of the Pops, you know, and there's been a watch on television, and you think, you know, you had some head of that you'll ever be on there, and then suddenly you're fortunate enough to be on there, and it's a bit surreal. And then, you know, I'm having success with singles. We had number one single, number one albums, and I think it meant something to have a number one single back then. I'm not sure it means the same these days, with where the charts are. So that was brilliant as well, and doing massive gigs like Glastonbury on the main stage and things. I've been very fortunate to be in bands that have done that, and I never forget the fact that I'm fortunate to do those things, but it always makes them memorable, and I'll obviously never forget them.
No, absolutely wonderful. And you're right about the Top of the Pops thing. It's almost like you sit and you watch people on there, and then to find yourself on that programme, which was the iconic programme of its day, wasn't it? Must have been absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it really was. And it's a shame it's not around now, actually. It's such a good program for bands and something to look forward to and to aspire to. But as you say, if you're watching it as a kid, as I did, then thinking 10 years later, you know, you're actually on the program. It really was quite surreal. And, great memory.
Lovely. And then, so what's for you coming forward then? Obviously, we've got Sunbirds, but is there something that you have not actually achieved that you would really love?
I can't really say and moan about anything, to be honest. I've done all that I really want to do in lots of ways, but I will say that I do want Sunbirds to succeed and to go up, if not for me so much as for the other members of the band, you know, who haven't been in such a fortunate position.
Yeah, absolutely. And when it all opens up, I'm sure it will go very far indeed. So I wish you all the best. Good luck with
Thank
that.
You.
And let's hope the COVID thing sorts itself out very soon, Dave, and you can get back on the road.
Yes, let's hope so. Thanks. Yeah, thanks very much. It's been good to talk to you.
And you. Thanks for your time, and we'll speak soon,
right.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
If we use every cream on the shelf, get your lips and your hair. Photoshop will take care of everything else.
If you're underfed and underread, if you understand a word I've said, we could sign a dotted line over breakfast in bed. And you'll be one of the beautiful people, one of the stars of the show, and a wonderful crew from ITV2 will follow wherever you go. One of the beautiful people, tweeting whatever you do. And there'll be nobody else in your beautiful bubble but beautiful people, beautiful people, beautiful people like you. If you want to, I could get you on a cookery show. If you could learn how to open a tin, spend a long weekend in the studio, you might even sound like you know how to sing. If you show your class and show some ass, if you give the paps a little flash, a kiss and tell will always sell. I'll take my cut in cash. Stars of the show. If you dress to impress, all the boys from the press will follow wherever you go. One of the beautiful people, tweeting whatever you do. And there'll be nobody else in your beautiful bubble but beautiful people, beautiful people, beautiful people like you. Fall from glory and they all get out their knives. You can tell the shocking story of the man who wrecked your life.
This and other tales, go to cattails.co.uk.